everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
That's the voice of Hall of Fame farm broadcaster Ron Hayes, who has been bringing farm and ranch news to Oklahomans for over 40 years. And now you can come meet Ron in person on the Ron Hayes Howdy Neighbors Tour, Tuesday, October 17th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at P&K Equipment in Enid. P&K will feature product demonstrations on John Deere Guidance System tractors and test drives on many Gator utility vehicles and compact tractors. It's all happening October 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at P&K Equipment in Enid. See you there.
And welcome back. Livestock futures remain mixed in a narrow range with light to moderate gains holding in cattle trade despite the lack of direction in cash or beef values throughout the day here on Friday. Hog markets were under firm pressure though as traders pulled back from early week support seen in the complex. Corn prices were higher today in light trade. December corn futures about a cent higher. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones is 22 points lower while NASDAQ is up 2 points. Early support though in live cattle futures eroded as the day continued on with nearby futures holding narrow price support throughout the end of the day. This helped to keep traders interested in the market, but still extremely cautious heading into the weekend. The overall lack of direction in beef values and sluggish trade activity throughout the day kept prices within a narrow range throughout the end of the session. In feeder cattle, narrow gains continued to hold in the complex, with very light activity seen throughout all livestock markets. Early support, though, slowly eroded as traders continued to look for direction from cash cattle trade that was slow to develop here on Friday. This kept front-month feeder cattle futures with limited gains of 17 cents per hundredweight, although other nearby contracts held gains of 30 to 50 cent gains. Grain futures, though, mostly drifted a little lower today with light profit-taking in soybeans spilling over into the corn and wheat. Volume was thin here ahead of the weekend, though, when rains could slow typical harvest hedge pressure. Markets will be open on Monday, though some government offices, including USDA, will be closed for Columbus Day, adding further to a light tone. Corn prices, though, were slightly lower today and held to a range of just 2 cents overnight. December futures traded to an inside day after they held chart support earlier this week. Soybeans sold off slightly overnight after weakness into the start of trading in Europe. November futures stayed above its 25-day moving average for support today. Finally, wheat prices were mixed while winter wheat contracts showed chart weakness. Minneapolis December moved above its 200-day moving average. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.